Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join host Kelly Olexa as she interviews thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and deconstruct complex health and wellness topics. The goal of each episode is to provide you with actionable everyday tips and information that you can apply in your lifestyle. Now here's your host, Kelly Olexa.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I am your host, Kelly Olexa, and I am super, super excited for you guys to hear this interview with our guest today, Todd Durkin. I cannot say enough good things about this guy, and you'll probably hear me rave about him excessively in this interview. But for those of you that haven't heard of Todd Durkin, let me give you a brief lowdown on this amazing individual. Todd Durkin is an internationally recognized strength, speed, and conditioning coach, personal trainer, body worker, motivational speaker, and trust me, he's motivational. Founder of Fitness Quest 10 in San Diego, California, a world-class facility that provides personal training, strength conditioning, therapeutic massage and body work, Pilates, yoga, nutrition, chiropractic, and physical therapy programs. You think he's got things covered? Durkin works with high-profile clientele of elite professional athletes, including NFL MVPs, Super Bowl champs, MVPs, Heisman Trophy winners, Olympic and X Game gold medalists, and many others. His gym was named one of America's top 10 gyms by Men Health and Women's Health in the past 5 years, and in addition to athletes, attracts many fitness enthusiasts of all ages, shapes, sizes, and levels who want to learn how to improve their overall health and fitness performance. He's got a team of 38 coaches, trainers, therapists that deliver results to over 500 clients weekly. If that's not enough, he's been a featured trainer and finalist on the show NBC Strong. He's a lead training advisor for Under Armour. He's appeared on 60 Minutes, ESPN, the NFL Network, and also has been featured in Sports Illustrated, USA Today, Men's Health, Men's Fitness, ESPN Magazine, Stack Magazine, New York Times, The Wall Street Journal, The Washington Post, and now Fitfluential Radio. If that's not enough, guys, he's got a book coming out that I'm going to tell you. You'll hear more about it in this interview. It's called The Wow Book, 52 Ways to Motivate Your Mind, Inspire Your Soul, and Create Wow in Your Life. It comes out October 11th, and I guarantee you, you're not only going to want to buy a copy for yourself, but for everybody that you care about. This is an exceptional human being, a man of character, someone that will motivate your socks off, and you are going to enjoy this interview like none other. So fasten your seatbelts, turn up the volume, and get ready to get to know Todd Durkin. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I am Kelly Olexa, your host, and I have with me today, I have to say, as I shared in the introduction, one of my favorite, most amazing people that I've met in the past, I'm going to say not only 5 years, but probably all of my adult life, Todd Durkin. It's hard for me to say enough good things about him. He's one of the most highly respected, talented individuals in the space. And I don't even remember how we met, but all I know, whenever he and I run into each other in fitness conventions or conferences or meetings, there's just like nobody else that has as much intensity and energy as I do than this man. And I think he really overpowers me. So, Todd, do you even remember how we met?
I think the first time I met you, Kelly, from what I remember, was at an IRSA conference in Las Vegas, and I was teaching a workout session, and I remember your energy there was just incredible as well. So I think that's the first time. There may have been something before that, but that's the first time. Like, wow, this girl's got some crazy good energy. I love it.
Every time I see you, you are so passionate, so caring, so excited, But you're so humble. And I have to thank you for being on the show again. I am stoked to chat with you. I'm excited about your new book, which we're going to get into shortly. And also for those of you listening, make sure that you tune in to fitfluentialradio.com because we're going to have some giveaways of Todd's book over there. So with all due intensity and respect and excitement, I'm going to just dive in and start belting out some questions. Are you ready, Todd?
I'm ready, Kelly. Thank you.
Okay, so I have heard you described, and other people have heard me try to describe and encapsulate everything that Todd Durkin is. Other people will call you a trainer, a coach, life motivator, life coach. How would you describe yourself and what you do today?
Oh, man. Well, I definitely wear many different hats, right? I'm a father, I'm a husband, I own a business. I'm a trainer, I'm a coach, I'm an author, I'm a speaker. So a lot of times when people ask me that question, I just give them the initials TDTEWID. They're like, what's that? I'm like, too difficult to explain what I do.
I love it.
So I mean, in one word or a short phrase, I view myself as a life transformer. I mean, that's how I view myself, is every single person I come across, whether it be at my gym, Fitness Quest 10, whether I'm speaking, whether I'm writing, it's like, hey, how can I change someone's life? And that's what wakes me up in the morning. That's what fires me up, is like, you know, what can I do today to make a difference? And in a world that's often full of darkness, I'm like, okay, I want to be light. I want to radiate today. I'm going to try to ignite my team here. I got 38 teammates at Fitness Quest 10, you know, with all the fitness pros. I'm like, okay, you know, if we could all be fire-breathing dragons and get out there and fire up the universe, what can we do to create impact? And to me, it just comes down to the word life transformer. I mean, that's what I love to do. I love to get into people's minds, hearts, and souls and try to ignite them with passion.
I love everything that you just said, and specifically the fact that you said life transformation, because obviously I founded a company called Fitfluential, and when people think of that, when they first hear of us, they're thinking fitness. But what we are really focusing on as we branch out, as we launch this podcast and going forward, is focusing more on lifestyle and talking to people and getting them to understand that it's not just about your workout. It's not just about being on and I'm using air quotes over here, like people can see. It's not just about diet, right? But it's about life and having a good life and being happy and healthy and being able to pass that on to your kids and to other people. And so when you say life transformation, I love it, because you know what? You're not focused on one thing and being so limited. And that's what the world needs. That's what the fitness world needs.
Well,
it's people that are focused on the big picture.
No doubt. I mean, I think everyone needs it, not just in the fitness world. I mean, when you look at – I look at even all my clients, and we cover the gamut. I mean, from kids to moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. And, yes, we have a handful of pro athletes. But what do people want? They may come in here and say, oh, I want to lose weight. I want to improve my nutrition. But ultimately what people really want is they want to improve their energy. They want to improve how they feel. They want to improve the quality of their relationships. So they come in saying, hey, I want to lose 25 pounds. But as you get to know what really they want, it's like they want more happiness in their life. They want more harmony in their life. And it's like, okay, we understand that fitness, nutrition, and a healthy lifestyle can help us get there. But for me, and the reason why I got in this industry over 20 years ago, was to simply change lives. Now, the way I do that is through fitness and through writing and speaking and those types of things. But at the end of the day, we all want to be happy. And whether we're going to live for 45 years or 85 years, whatever, we want harmony in our lives. We want happiness. We want our relationships to thrive. And we've got to find that constant, quote, balance that we have to seek out on a daily basis to try to achieve the happiness that we desire.
Gosh. Every single thing you say, I'm over here like fist pumping the air, because I want to go, yeah, Todd, yeah. But it really is. It's so true. And your approach is so different and remarkable, because you're not one dimensional. And I'm guessing that a lot of clients, when they come to you, regardless of age or if they're a professional athlete, that maybe, as you indicated, they can't articulate that that's what's missing. They
Correct.
Think it's just, oh, I want a smaller size pant, or I want to fit into, you know, something for a special event. They don't realize that it's really that bleeds out, or that's maybe just a symptom of a bigger part of their life. And I see this, you know, a lot of what we'll be addressing on some of our other shows from more of the medical perspective is we see this in the medical space. place. You know, when you go see a doctor, they're not really sitting down with you and going, tell me about when you started feeling this way. You know, when did these stomach problems, you know, what else was going on in your life? They're just, you know, bam, 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 here's a pill, get out of my office and move on. And that one dimensionality, did I say that correctly?
Did I just make up a word? Absolutely. We can do that.
I think it's allowed. I made up Fitfluential after all, right? It's allowed. But the one dimension, that kind of an attitude, that's limiting. And I love that you're thinking big picture. And I think obviously that's why you're so successful, why so many people recommend you, and why so many people keep coming back to you. So keep going on that. And I just love that now you have a book, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, that people can pick up more and learn more from you. So, you know, a lot of folks that are listening might be hearing about Todd Durkin, believe it or not, for the first time. I just wonder where those people have been. But you also have a pretty remarkable entrepreneurial side to you. You know, you started your business, Fitness Quest 10, back in 2000, with nothing, from what I hear. And now you're working with NFL athletes, you're working with Kelly Alexa and Fitfluential, this group that we've heard about. You've got Super Bowl MVPs like Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I could go on and on and on. And this is the truth. Everyone I talk to, because I may or may not have dropped your name when I said, oh yeah, like Todd Durkin and I were BFFs. And I drop that at parties. I use it to get into clubs and such. But everybody is like, Todd Durkin. Oh, wow. You know, like OMG. So tell me about how you started your business. That's an amazing story.
Well, it was by mistake. I can tell you that much. Literally, you know, you brought up some great points there. But the way I started my business was because of a setback. It was because of adversity I had. I was always an athlete. I grew up. I'm the youngest of eight kids, and I have five sisters, and I have two brothers. Yes, I said five sisters. And they have been a huge part of my life from the time I was young growing up. No, I knew that for me, sports was going to be a way to go to college, and I was able to attain a football scholarship to William & Mary in Virginia. I grew up in New Jersey, and I always wanted to be a pro athlete. I mean, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a quarterback in the NFL, and that's I sacrificed a lot growing up as far as in high school and, you know, not partying in college. I did everything I should training-wise and nutrition-wise, but my dream didn't come to fruition, and I went overseas and I took the long circuitous route, and I was playing in Europe, and I got a devastating back injury over there, and I herniated three discs, and I had spinal stenosis and degenerative back disease, and basically the doctor in France said, "Do you have a back problem? Your football career done?" I'm like, "That's not good," because I was 25 years old, and from the time I was basically seven, that was my dream, and I went deep on myself, Kelly, and said, you know, for so long I put my energy into making this dream happen, and my dream has now been snatched. And what ended up happening was I went on a deep journey of seeking out mentors and gurus all over the world in healing, in energy work, in body work, in chiropractic, in physiotherapy, in osteopathy, and acupuncture, you name it, I did it. For 5 years, I went all over the place, and I spent my mid and late 20s as a vagabond, literally, basically to heal my own self. And what I was learning was beyond my already formal education, I was getting an education into itself, and ultimately allowed me to open my business in year 2000, my new dream, with no clients, no business plan, and no money. It was literally on a dream to say, you know what, I'm going to help people, and I don't know how I'm going to do this, but it's going to be on pure passion. And that's how I got into fitness. I mean, it was a story of a setback that said, you know what, I'm going to do something, and I want to share my love of sport and fitness and performance along with the other aspects that people often neglect: breath work, yoga, meditation, Feldenkrais work, Rolfing work, all of these things that I studied and ended up learning for half of a decade and practiced myself. And I put that under one roof here at Fitness Quest 10. And when I opened up in January 2000, it was about survival. It was about helping people and just trying to make sure I could pay the bills at the time. And that was the start of something special.
I am literally in awe, and I kind of have chills over here on so many levels, because I actually didn't realize all of that part of your story. And I'm blown away, because I love that you took – the time to learn so much, to explore. But then secondly, that you took this massive disappointment in your life. And instead of pouting and whining and going, why me? You know, you took that and built something out of it. You took the opportunity to do more, to learn more. And now look what you're doing. And I've often said and always said, out of the worst situations in your life can come, obviously, the worst times, right? It's sure. never fun while you're going through it. But the best things can happen out of that. And to hear your story, and there's so many, but I hope that the people that are listening are tuning into this, because getting fit and healthy, it's just as much about having a fit and healthy life and keeping your stress down, right, and enjoying life. And that means pursuing your passion and not living in a dead-end job and hating life and having a migraine every day, right? So if you run into adversity in your life like you did, and you have massive disappointment. I had a similar experience in founding Fitfluential. Mm. I was at a job I couldn't stand. My health was taking a back seat. I was not happy. Mm-hmm. But out of that horrible situation, just like you, I had no money, no business plan, no contacts, no idea what I was doing. And somehow or another, this company, Fitfluential, was born. And I couldn't be more proud that we're making an impact on the lives and wellness and health of other people. And I get to meet people like Todd Durkin. I mean, how does that happen? So I have chills. That is amazing. I commend you. And then further, everything else you just said about the fact that you're looking into all of the other things that are important, the yoga, the mindset, right. The balance. I mean, all of those things. Gosh, like I said before, Todd, you need to come back on the show like 200 times, because we could talk forever.
I would be honored to. But I think the point that you're making is sometimes all of us, when we're present and in conversation with people at your work, at the gym or wherever you spend time, is you have to realize that everyone has a life worth telling a story about. Do you understand their story? See, you may think, okay, well, Todd Durkin, he trains all these pro athletes and he trains the moms and the dads. He's got a successful gym. But if you didn't ask me about my background, then you wouldn't know that I have a story like everybody else. I've had setback. I've had adversity. I had a parent pass away when I was in college. That was a devastating blow to me. So if you're facing obstacles or challenges or issues or adversity today, realize that one of the mantras I use is win the day. What can you do today to get just a little bit better today and keep chipping away at this adversity and dealing with it? Because I believe that truly there is an opportunity in every difficulty. Sometimes you got to search deeper than others. But when you search inside and not look outside, and that's where a lot of people, when they come into the gym initially, they look on the outside. They look in the mirror. They're like, man, I don't look good. I don't feel good. Like, I need to do something with my body. And they come in to lose weight, but they soon realize, you know what? I've got to heal from the inside out. I've got to take care of myself on the inside. I need that meditation time. I need that breath work time. I want journaling in the morning. I want to start taking that time for me again. And then also using exercise at whatever level. Maybe we have people that are just starting exercise or want to start exercising today, and getting out for that 15-minute walk with the puppy or by yourself is a big deal. And you know what? It is, because getting started is often the hardest part. So it's really a combination of all these things, but I believe that transformation starts from the inside out.
I am in the church of Todd Durkin, and I like it. And I'm raising my hand saying, preach it, and preach it again, because, God, everything you're saying is just like, I'm so pumped up over here. I'm like, you should see me. I'm standing on my tiptoes, like, so excited.
I love it.
And it really is, because everything you said about looking within, that's what you have to do. It doesn't make it easy. It doesn't make, whether it's, you know, your marriage or your work, or maybe it's just your body, or you've had setbacks in any combination of those areas. If you take a step back, in fact, I just had this epiphany, and I won't get into it, about my life and my stress. And I had this aha moment of, okay, you know, I kept going, why is this happening? And when you really set back and be alone, allow yourself to be alone with yourself and your thoughts, and look for the answer within, as you said, it will come to you, and you're going to be able to learn from it. And when you learn from these obstacles, from adversity, you become better and you become stronger. And it's not just, you know, it's not talk. It's real life transformation that happens. And like you said, it starts from the inside. So like I said, I am a subscriber to everything Todd Durkin puts out. Well, I'm just putting that there.
When you look at the world, you look at energy. Most of us want more radiant energy. We want more positivity. We wish we had more energy. I believe, and I share this with my team at Fitness Quest 10 all the time, is we're either energy givers or we're energy suckers. Don't be an energy sucker. That's like an energy vampire. And the way you do that is it's really easy to cast out into the world or on your coworkers or your family of like, I wish they would change, or I wish it wasn't like this. And it's never looking inward. And you said it, the hardest thing to do is how can I change? What can I do to be a difference maker in my company or in my business or in my community or in my family? And when you really truly ask yourself, am I doing everything I can possibly do to change the situation? Then you get to the answer, because until then, man, it's always going to be easy to find something wrong with a situation. One of my favorite quotes is from Gandhi, right? And you all know it is, you know, you be the change that you wish to see in the world. But don't let that be just a quote. Let it really think about that as like, am I being the change? Am I addressing what I need to change? Am I addressing being the best version of myself? And when I am, and I share my gifts with others in my presence, and I'm more aware in conversation, watch how that changes the energy of a conversation with your son or your daughter, your spouse, your boss, or your colleagues, or your employees. All of these things shift. How about just a stranger out in the street, the bus driver, the pilot on the plane? And all of this, and they're like, hey, something's different about her. Something's different about him. Yeah, because you made the decision that today that you are going to internally light your fire and then spread that to other people.
Yeah. And you know, there was a quote. It's one of my favorite. I've probably pinned it on Pinterest like a million times. And it says, we don't see things the way they are. We see things the way we are.
Today's Fitfluential Radio episode is sponsored by Health IQ. Health IQ uses science and data to secure lower rates on life insurance for health-conscious people, including runners, cyclists, strength trainers, vegans, and many more. 56% of Health IQ customers save up to 33% on their life insurance policies, and these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Health IQ can save their customers this much because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. To get your free quote today, mention the promo code FITFLUENTIAL when you talk to a Health IQ agent.
Have you heard that quote before?
Oh, absolutely. I love that quote. It's a great quote, and it allows for self-introspection and using the old mirror test, looking in the mirror and making sure you love what you see.
Yeah, and the more that you change, everything that's around you that you might have looked at and been angry or annoyed by, it, you're suddenly going to change. So, again, we could do a whole podcast on that, but, you know, I know that you actually have a life and things to get to today, so I'm gonna move along.
I love it. This is great.
You know, piggybacking on what we last spoke about, you know, you built this business after massive adversity and you started from nothing. And now, you know, fast forward to today, you've been recognized, and I have to look at my notes to say this, a top trainer in the United States for many years. You've been twice honored as Personal Trainer of the Year. Your gym, Fitness Quest 10 in San Diego, is a 5 times top 10 gym in the United States by Men's Health. Greatest announced you as one of the top 10 influencers in the United States in health and fitness, along with, you know, just some people. I don't know, some of you might have heard Michelle Obama, Tony Robbins, Dr. Oz were in there as well. You were just announced as a top 50 fittest people in the United States. I can agree. I've been around him in person. You were one of the 10 trainers on Strong, and you got to the finals, the television show. This woman, Kelly Alexa, called you supremely bombastic. That's pretty big. What would you say? She doesn't just throw that around lightly. What do you think makes you different as a coach, as a trainer, as a life transformer?
It depends if you ask me or you ask one of my athletes. If you ask one of my athletes, I'm a get your mind right guy. I love to help
get people's minds right. And I think that's one of the things that we all need help with is getting motivated and getting the mind right. So I love that aspect, but I think where it really makes me different as a coach and trainer, if we go to the core, is I'm really driven by purpose. And it took years to really define my purpose, but now once I've recognized, okay, what gifts have I been blessed with? Do I have the audacity and the courage to share those gifts? Once I got over the, you know what, it's okay if people like me or don't like me, I'm going to share me being me and just be authentic. I realized that my purpose in life is to inspire millions of people to greatness on an everyday basis. I want to inspire and motivate people to be their best. And I have no problem with videos or anything I put out in just daring people to be courageous and daring people to live life to their fullest extent. And when you do that, then I think your dreams do come true and greatness does happen. So what makes me different as a coach is I think is I love studying purpose. I love being driven by purpose. It wakes me up in the morning. And then on an everyday basis, I love to try to get people's minds right.
And you know what? I have to tell everybody that's listening, you know, do some Googling of Todd Durkin. We're going to link up everything and anything that you need to know about Todd, his new book, on fitfluentialradio.com. And remember, there's going to be some giveaways of his new book there. But, you know, one of the things that you have to know about Todd is that when he just said, you know, he'll do videos, look at his videos. I dare somebody to find a video of Todd Durkin being mellow and down and like, oh, hi, guys, it's Todd. No, every single video, and I dare you to try to run into Todd Durkin, even if it's 5 in the morning, if it's 11 at night. Everything you're hearing here, and I've hung out with him. He is this person in real life. He's like that on video. He is just energy. He is sincere. He is humble. Again, he's one of the most amazing people I've ever met. I just, you know, I can't say enough good things about you, Todd. So I'm sorry. I had to throw that in there again.
Thank you, Kelly. I actually, someone a few years ago said something like, man, I need a dose of Durkin every day. So it actually prompted me, probably like you with Fitfluential, is I listen to my people. I actually created every Monday, I put out a crazy, motivational, fun video that makes people think about where they're at in their life and their week. And if you go to doseofdurkin.com, it's one area that you can easily find like some great videos of some me just being me. And I always love when I get feedback and say, you know what, you made me think about having more adventure in my life, or you made me think about how I could, you know, be a better lover in life, meaning better in your relationships, better at just loving the environment that you're in and accepting that, loving of yourself and accepting of yourself, of who you are and any challenges or obstacles that you're currently facing. And same thing with my back injury. Once I accepted my back injury, I said, okay, this is part of who I am. I embrace you. I love you. Teach me. It shifted my whole energy to then help me to define my new dream. So Dose of Durkin is a good place that people can get that little dose every Monday too.
And everybody needs to subscribe. I mean, once you get a dose, it's like, it's kind of like me with my bulletproof coffee every morning. It's like, you know, don't even tell me I can only have one. Sometimes I think today I just had one, but I'm already fantasizing about my next cup. So there you go. Maybe if I just snap my fingers, like one will appear. We'll see if that works. Okay. So, you know, we talked about this show, NBC, the NBC show Strong. It was produced by David Broom and Sylvester Stallone. Tell me more about the show, what your experience was like, and how did that come about?
Man, it was an incredible experience. I got contacted by the show, and I was asked to be one of 10 trainers. And these trainers were going to be paired with a female contestant who was going to be competing for a grand prize up to $500,000. And it was a major network. It was NBC. And I went on the show. And funny enough, when I went on the show, I didn't actually know that I would be competing with my contestant on that. They didn't tell us that. They selectively left that out. And I was the oldest trainer on the show and got paired with a gal. And we competed every week. And after week three, we actually got eliminated. And I went home and was back with my wife and three kids. And a couple days later, the producers, Dave Broom and Sylvester Sloan called me up and said, hey, Todd, we need you back up onto campus in Malibu. There's an opportunity to get back in the game. And I said, well, I don't know if I can do that because I hurt my shoulder in what was called the elimination tower, and I'm not sure I can get back in the game if it's a physical challenge. They said, well, come back up, get another week on TV, and do what you can. So sure enough, I went back up, and I competed to get back in the game. And interesting enough, what happened was I was going against some pretty young cats, and these folks were fit and they were fired up. And here I am gimping in with my shoulder hurt, my knee hurts, and all of a sudden, Kelly, I hear the other trainers talking about who they thought was going to win that night, and there were five eliminated trainers, and I was one of the eliminated trainers, so they were hedging their bets on who they thought was going to win, and not once did I ever hear my name, and I started getting a little ticked off. I was like, these guys don't believe in me. And sure enough, like, the more I hear about it, the more I'm thinking, like, man, they don't believe in me. This is ridiculous. Now I'm fired up. The competitive juices got flowing. And I haven't competed at this level in over 20 years. Going on the show because, you know, I got hurt. I was 25. I was almost 45 when I did the show. And what happened was right before I went and did my tower run, one of the trainers turned to me and said something I'll never forget. And it impacted my life because all of us, regardless of who you are, how confident you are, all of us need cheerleaders in our life to remind us sometimes who you are. And one of the other trainers who was still in the game, he turned to me and must have saw a look of fear on my face because one of the other trainers just had an incredible time of 2 minutes and 35 seconds through this four-story monolith tower. And he looked at me and said, don't forget who you are. And he says, you're Todd freaking Durkin. I said, oh, yeah, that's right, I am. I had a momentary freeze of, holy jeez, like, I don't know if I can do this. And he reminded me of the power within me. And I snapped my band on my wrist, got my mind right, and I went in there and blazed through that tower, shocked the world, literally, as I got a 2 minute and 29 second time, got back in the game, got paired up with and another amazing woman, Brittany Harrell, and that was week five. And week six, seven, eight, nine, into week 10, we plucked the competition and made it all the way to the finals. And it was an incredible experience. I mean, it was awesome. And the biggest thing I learned from that is, beside all of us need cheerleaders, is that we are all stronger than we think. I didn't realize the strength that was still within me. I know I have mental strength. I know, you know, that my mind is sharp. But, you know, I've got parts of my body that don't function like when I was in my early 20s and playing professional sports. Like, my knees don't feel like they used to, and I'm not as fast as I used to be, and I don't jump as high as I used to. But we're all stronger than we think, and part of that was taking risk in my life. I left my business and my family for almost 3 months, and I didn't have my phone or a computer, and I poured I had the fortune of having two girls because of my first girl, and then, of course, I got back in the game, my second girl. But there were a lot of life lessons from Strong, and it was a great, great first season. And I, more importantly than anything, I proved to myself that, you know what, we're all stronger than we think. And sometimes you got to get outside your comfort zone and challenge yourself and sign up for something. And maybe it's a 5K and you do a walk or a jog, or maybe it's a 10K or a half marathon or a sprint triathlon, or maybe it's an Ironman, wherever you're at in your own walk. But go outside your box every now and then, and you'll be shocked how much stronger you are than you actually think you are.
God, amen. I want to come up with a different way of saying amen. Maybe I'm going to look it up in a different language, because I'm over here going, yes. And when you said that you were up there, you're like, Todd freaking Durkin. That's right. So you just made me think of something, because I know so many people look up to you, myself included, Todd, and we clearly seen in this interview, you know, what moves you, what sets you on fire. You love to help people find their purpose and help them transform in all the areas of their life, not just their waistline or how they look on the superficial side, right? Mm. But what I want to know is, I think a lot of people would wonder who, and this is a two-part question, so bear with me, who inspires you? Who helps you see, you know, you told us about being on the show Strong and who picked you up and gave you that message. And I believe that in many areas of our lives, there are people that will bring us the messages or the what we need to hear at that time, right? But You've often heard that phrase where they say, and this is part two of the question, you know, you are the sum total of the 5 to 10 people that you surround yourself with. And I know that you surround yourself with great people. And when I've surrounded myself with negative people, people with no goals, people that don't care about, you know, living healthy, abundant lives that make an impact on others, that's how I am. And I'm down and I'm depressed. But when I surround myself with people that care about me, but also care about those things, making an impact, looking at the world and being grateful, that's what helps me stay focused. And believe me, I have, even though you and I were crazy energetic and we're happy and we're positive, we have down times. Oh, yeah. People will look at you and think that, you know, Todd Durkin's always, you know, game face on. He's working with NFL athletes all the time. He's won all these awards. He must never have a bad day. But I know that you do. So who do you, number one, do you believe that you are the sum total of the people you surround yourself with and that that is important? And number two, who are those people that pick you up, that remind you of who you are, that keep you on track?
Mm-hmm. Great question. Yes, I certainly do believe in that. I've been an advocate of that for, 7, 8 years now, as far as, you know, looking at your five people closest to you in your life, and you're probably of the same belief system, the same socioeconomic status. As a pastor friend of mine once told me, he said, if you want to be a great athlete, train with great athletes. If you want to be a great coach, train with great coaches. If you want to be a millionaire, hang out with millionaires. If you want to be spiritually strong, hang out with spiritually strong people. And the whole point is, you are who you hang out with and who you spend time with, and you get to really be influenced by those people. When you ask the question of that for me now, you know, the wiser I get, the more I realize that I've got to really narrow my inner circle and make sure what I bring in to inside of me is only going to allow me to think on a higher level, on all levels, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. You know, I am a man of faith, and I'm guided by faith. I don't put my faith in any one human being. So I spend a lot of time in prayer and in meditation and quiet time and trying to honor that voice within me and saying, okay, what does God want for me? And you know, 5, 10 years ago, maybe I wouldn't be as apt to share that. Now it's to the point of like, that's who I am. So like when I'm up on stage and I'm presenting to a few hundred people, I want to listen and say, okay, what's the message that, you know, these folks need to hear today? What do they want to hear? And how can I best be a vehicle to really communicate and radiate that message to them? And to me, that's a prayer that I'll say before, and I'll go do my thing. Same with energy. Like, one of the most critical things for me is in the early morning time is I don't just go work out in the early morning time. I get journaling time and meditation time, and I get in the Word, and I pray about, you know, how could I be a man of God today? How can I go and do my thing? And, you know, in today's day, we desperately need people of faith. And I'm not here to say that you need to be religious. I'm saying be of faith and be obedient to that. So when I look at my inner circle now, it's very interesting that I've attracted in my inner circle right now, two of my clients that are non-athletes are major mega pastors in churches. Dr. David Jeremiah, I train every day when I'm in town. And David Jeremiah has been preaching for over 50 years, literally. He's just coming out with his book as well, and it's called Is This the End? Another one is Miles McPherson. I've been going to Miles for over 15 years, and Miles is someone I've trained for many, many years as well. And these folks, I mean, I'm training them, but they're also discipling me at the same time. Like, it's just this connection. You know, I look at my wife, Melanie. She's in my inner circle. She inspires me. I love spending time with her. And like anyone else that has a spouse out there, I'm always like, well, how can I get more date nights? Because I'm not good at prioritizing. I got to get my date night. Because with children, you know, that's hard. So, you know, these are three people on my inner circle that I really like spend time with. And whenever I spend time with them, I'm empowered in different ways, whether it be spiritually, whether it be relationally. Here at work, I've got, you know, several folks that I'm accountable to, and vice versa. And, you know, for me, when you ask that question, it's when I talk about purpose, and really at the end of the day, as mortal human beings, I was like, am I really truly doing everything I have with the gifts that I have? And all of us have gifts. The beautiful thing is all of us have gifts that are a little bit different. So your gifts – might be a little bit different than mine. And whoever's listening today, realize that you do have gifts. And if you have the courage to share your gifts and tap into your gift, watch what happens to all those people around you and your environment around you, how it changes. But many times we look at what we don't have, or we look at, you know, the garbage in us, and we focus on what's negative or what's bad, or, you know, the things that aren't working well in our life. And that robs us of actually watering the garden, you know, fertilizing the soil that's in your mind. Put that on your brain and put that on your heart and say, here's what I've been blessed with. Here are the gifts I have. And whether you're religious or not, it doesn't matter. But all of us have gifts, and it's our opportunity and it's our responsibility to go out there and share those gifts with the world.
I love the balance that you have. I think a lot of people, if this is their first time hearing about you, might, you know, look up your bio and go, okay, this is, you know, this super fit guy. He works with the, you know, NFL athletes. You know, some people will look at just the things they want to see, right? And that you've been on television and you must be, you know, you're set and you're this big dog out in the West Coast. And they don't realize all the time that you put into your spiritual side and not being ashamed of that. And again, certainly it's my faith has gotten me through some of the worst, craziest times in my life, you know, and it doesn't mean that we have to tell other people what to think or believe. But you're right. Having faith and having a positive attitude, it's not just a bunch of hoo-ha. It affects how you live. It affects your physical being. I certainly have been able, as I've worked with Kevin, who's our co-host on the podcast and an amazing individual. You know, he's my health coach too. And he's helped me see how much I have let go of, you know, some of the simple things about taking care of myself. And a lot of that is, as you said, getting up in the morning, having quiet time, journaling, being in touch with what's important and the simple things and focusing on gratitude.
Right.
So, love that. I certainly have some pastors. I would love to get Joel Osteen on the show. So I'm just going to put that out there.
Yep.
Because I'm sure he, you know, it's interesting when you see that people that are in that line of work also taking care of their, you know, they have that, hey, my body's my temple. I'm going to be here. I'm going to make the most of this. And having that attention to detail from the physical and the spiritual side, better on you. So again, fist pump from all the way over here, way down in Austin, Texas, to all the way to you. You're awesome.
Fitfluential Radio fans, I have a gift for you. And by gift, I mean the gift that truly keeps on giving. Head on over right now to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up for our now live VIP Fitfluential membership. Our Fitfluential membership is not a diet program. It's not a workout program. You will have access to learning from some of the best trainers, dietitians, nutritionists, doctors, chiropractors, massage therapists, chefs, athletes, authors. I could go on and on and on. A lot of folks that have been on this show. What our Fitfluential membership is designed to do is meet you in the middle and provide all of the education and inspiration that you need, all of the community and the accountability that you crave, and everything else that's going to keep you from being one of those statistics in January. All those people that say, I'm going to get healthier this year. I'm going to live my best life. And then by the third week in January, the second week in February, all of those aspirations are gone. Don't let that be you. Go to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up now.
Well, think of someone listening to this, you know, Fitfluential podcast right now. And if you get one nugget out of this talk from either Kelly or myself, mission accomplished for both of us. And now look what happens, what you do and go for your relationship or your work day or whatever big project you're working on to change the world. Now, all of a sudden, that's what happens. And when you listen to a podcast and you know, you're doing this, you know, whether it be a daily thing that you're doing or weekly, I mean, you listen to a Joel Osteen podcast, spiritually, you're going to feel more empowered and enlightened to go be a better human being. So these are all things I know for me, even personally, when I go out in my morning routine, I love listening to podcasts, and sometimes it's on business, sometimes it's on leadership, sometimes it's on spirituality. But I'm going to take that time, and if I can get one nugget out of that, then mission accomplished.
I hear you. You know, good stuff in. It transforms you from the inside out. So, right. You know, pay attention. Now, what I want to do is I want to wrap up at the end. I'm mixing up how I was going to ask some of my last questions to you, Todd. And I want to end with some information. I want you to talk about your book. And again, for those of you, you heard this in the intro, it's called The Wow Book, 52 Ways to Motivate Your Mind, Inspire Your Soul, and Create Impact in Your Life. I think as you've been listening to this interview, now that title of Todd's book probably is even more appealing to you because you're hearing this man, you're hearing his spirit, you're hearing what sets him on fire, you're hearing the truth, the genuineness inside of this. He's just a man of character. He's a man of integrity, not just a man of talent for getting folks in shape, but a guy who has tremendous humility and loves to help others. So I think that you're going to be excited to hear about the book in a second. We'll close with that. But Todd, I just wanted to ask you a few more health and wellness and fitness questions. Mm-hmm. One of the themes that we're going to be talking about on Fitfluential Radio, and I hope I say this so everybody catches it because I think it's so cool. I can't say that I coined this phrase. Kevin, I think, coined it. We're going to be talking about the top 10 or even maybe top 15 myth understandings, which I think it's so cute, instead of misunderstandings, myth understandings about fitness, health, and wellness. And one of them, you know, it's just things that people have the wrong mindset about, right? And we hear it all the time. We see it in magazines, we see it in media, we see it in social media, all of these crazy myths that are out there about getting healthier. One of them is cardio versus weights. And this, I see this all the time. I am a former cardio only queen person that did, you know, if I could do Tybo 7 times a day, and this is not to disparage Tybo, I'm still obsessed. But I was a cardio only girl until I started lifting. And then when I threw away my pink dumbbells and realized the importance of weights, it changed my body and my health and my strength. But it still is, and it's not just with women, it still is this myth that if I want to get healthier, if I want to get feeling better, if I want to lose weight, I need to just run and do cardio, and they're scared of weights. And so my question to you is, how do you address people that think it's all about cardio, and if you're not losing weight, it's more cardio, and this whole idea of women and men being scared of weights? Tell me what you feel about that when you hear it.
I first say get strong. You gotta get strong. You have to get strong physically. You have to get strong mentally. And it is a combination of using weights and, of course, including cardio exercise. I think a lot of females do think, oh, if I start lifting, am I going to get bulky? Am I going to get big? And the answer is no. Unless you're genetically predisposed and you spend 6 days a week for 2 hours in the gym, chances are you're not going to get big and bulky. You need to get the weights. You need to make sure that you challenge yourself for lots of reasons, including, right, increased metabolism, including it's going to strengthen you up and give you muscle tone, that when you do cardio, that'll allow you to strip off some fat. Because if you just do cardio, you'll get, by itself, you'll get skinny fat. You'll lose weight, mm-hmm. but you're not going to actually build muscle. Building muscle, lean muscle tissue, is what's going to allow you to change body composition. Ultimately, people want to look better and they want to change their body composition. How do you do that? You lose fat, you build muscle, so you can actually see some shape around the shoulders, or your hips are going to be a little bit leaner, and you're going to get a little curvature, and you're going to feel better and look better on that. And I think a lot of times people are afraid, like, oh, I might get hurt if I start using weights. Well, you can always seek out a coach or trainer in your area, and there's great coaches all over the world that can help you form even a basic routine or program that you can follow, whether it be at the home or in the gym, at the field. There's nothing magical about where you do it. The fact is, you've got to do it. So I would say it's a combination of strength work and cardiovascular work. Congratulations and kudos if you're doing the cardio work. And I have often joked around saying more cardio, less lardio. But but you also have to make sure you're getting your cardio in and you're getting your strength training at least 2 to 3 times a week. Going to help you get some lean muscle tissue developed and allow you to start making some great improvements in your body and also in your mind as well.
I love it. I've got 3 more for you, and then we're going to wrap up with you telling us about your book. How about the misunderstanding that the only thing that matters in getting healthier or in losing weight is calories in versus calories out, instead of the quality of what you're eating? What do you think about that?
Yeah, calories in, calories out is way old school. That is not the correct way of thinking about nutrition and food. Food is fuel, and you got to think about food as fuel, and you want to put high octane into your system. So when you think about the quality of food, this is really what's important. I'm big with my athletes and clients on quality of food and nutrient timing, about making sure you're eating every 4 hours, give or take, 30 minutes. You don't want to go 6-8 hours without eating anything, because your energy levels will go way up and way down, and you'll have these massive spikes. You'll have insulin response, which ultimately will store fat on your body. So if you're exercising and you're stuck, you're like, man, I'm just not making the change I want to make. What's going on? Improve the quality of your food, eliminate some of the processed food, but also look at your nutrient timing, so you can kind of keep throwing kindling wood on the fire and keeping your metabolism burning even throughout the day. You're going to have natural circadian rhythms, that you're going to have some energy shifts throughout the day when you feel a little more up or a little more down. But ultimately, food is fuel, and you have to look at making sure that your body is fueled with quality food, and focusing on making sure you get lots of greens in your diet. Lots of vegetables. You're getting lean sources of protein. You're careful of the types of carbohydrates that you're taking in your body, and that you are eating fat, healthy fat. Many people still think, oh, I shouldn't be having fat. No, you should be having good, healthy fat, whether it be fish oils, fish, avocado, nuts. All of these in moderation will actually help satiate your cravings and your appetite, and will help allow you to make progress in your health, in your nutrition, and, of course, in how you look as well.
You absolutely just uncovered another misunderstanding there. And I didn't even ask him to do that, everybody. I just want to let you know. So the whole fat and avoiding fat and healthy fat comment, that's awesome, because we hear that a lot. In fact, I even had to get scolded earlier this year by Kevin, because he's like, why are you doing egg whites? And I'm like, well, it was the girl thing. I was, getting stumped and thinking that I was having too much fat. And we went back to organic, beautiful eggs. In fact, they've got hens out back, and I actually am having more fat, a healthy fat in my diet than I ever have before. I feel better. Yeah. My skin's better. My hair's better. My sleep's better. And additionally, you brought up circadian rhythms. That's going to be something we're going to be addressing on a lot of future episodes of Fitfluential Radio. And before I go off on a tangent, let me just give everybody that's listening a preview. If you're somebody that has been like me in the past, where I used to have to take Excedrin PM every single night, I'm embarrassed to say it, to fall asleep. And I was going to bed with my tablet and on Pinterest, and I wondered why I couldn't sleep, because I was having bulletproof coffee right before bed. Yes, I was that person, or probably it was a diet soda. Yes, I was that person, but I'm not anymore. Now I get out in the sun, and I make sure that my body is in tune with its natural circadian rhythms. Mm-hmm. And guess what? I fall asleep naturally at 9:30 every night, and I'm up at 5 with this. I get to see the sunrise. It's amazing how much that will change your health. So love that you brought that up. Mm-hmm. That kind of segues into my last question, and then we'll talk about your book in closing. Lifestyle, and this is a misunderstanding, a lot of people think that health, and you mentioned this earlier, it's really a reflection of, well, what size am I? What do I weigh on the scale? As opposed to looking at what you referred to earlier, how does your whole life look? Are you happy? How are your relationships? How do you feel mentally? And would you say that it is just important to look at, when people come to you, do you talk to them about things like sleep and stress and their job and their relationships, and maybe just get them starting to think about that, versus do you find that a lot of people are so one-dimensionally focused that they're only looking at, tell me what to eat so I can get in shape as fast as possible, and getting healthy just means what size I am?
Right. It's a combination, because people always ask me, when you're training someone, do you give them what they want or you give them what they need? So they want to lose weight. They want to make massive change. They want to increase their energy. They want to improve the way they look and feel. And I want to make sure that happens. But I also realize maybe what they need is a massive overhaul of their entire lifestyle that includes what they may be doing outside of the gym or even outside of work. So I have what's called the 10 Forms of Wealth wheel. Matter of fact, I have it in my book as part of my one of the things in my book is people get to actually grade themselves on the 10 forms of wealth. Wealth not meaning money. Wealth meaning your health. Wealth meaning different areas, physical, spiritual, relationships, financial, adventure, your inner circle, your legacy, what you're about, what you're all about, and your purpose, about love, about, you know, how you're spreading love and your mindset. So I have these 10 forms of wealth that I share. And once I address that, all my clients, I have them fill out this wheel, because here's the deal. If they're lacking, and when they rate themselves on a 1 to 10, 10 being where they want to be, if I realize that 6 of the 10 spokes of the wheel are less than a 5, if I don't hold them accountable as a coach to help set them goals in those areas of their life, they'll never be happy with their life. Now, I know that it starts with the physical health and inner self. And if they're not addressing those, and it doesn't matter how much money you have, it doesn't matter your career and how you're climbing the corporate ladder, as you mentioned earlier. But if we have the physical and the inner self aspects down, and I can start helping coach someone to harmony in all areas, that's critical. And you may say, well, but you train all these pro athletes. Isn't it all about physical performance? No, because they struggle with the same things a lot of other people struggle with. Motivation. You're like, well, they're getting paid millions of dollars. Well, that doesn't always mean that they're motivated to come into the gym every day and train hard. And by the way, their inner circle, if they're not hanging out with people that are going to heighten their game or bring out the best in them, you'll soon hear about them on ESPN SportsCenter about doing stupid things and getting involved in the wrong crowd. So I'm a huge advocate, whoever it is, whether it be 9-year-old kids, pro athletes, moms or dads, executives, all of these things are congruent or must be congruent if you're looking to become your best version of yourself again. And that's again, the whole – that's what I have about the WOW book, is how do you create more WOW in your life, and how do you get your mind right? How do you get your life right, and how do you integrate all these things? Because last I checked, all of us are really busy. We have a ton of things going on. You're trying to be Superman or Superwoman, and you're like, how do I get it all in? And that's what I try to debunk with the WOW book.
And so that's like a perfect segue. I couldn't have planned that better. But, you know, and I have to say, I'm so excited because I just got my sneak peek of the book, y'all. So I'm going to be like diving in ahead of all of you. I shouldn't have shared that, but I am, because I'm so excited. And I know that it's going to be a page turner and everyone is going to benefit from this. So we've talked about it, we've alluded to it, but, you know, tell us about your book. And again, I just want to say the title out loud, because the title in and of itself talks about really who you are and what you do for people. The WOW Book, 52 Ways to Motivate Your Mind, Inspire Your Soul, and Create Impact in Your Life. So if I were to ask you, you know, number one, tell us what it's about. Who's the book for? And what are you most proud of about the book?
Well, thanks, Kelly. You know, the book is written from the heart and the soul, and a lot of what I'm talking about today is in the book. But it's been a 5-year project on saying, you know, my purpose is to motivate and inspire people to be their best. And what I started doing 5 years ago with my mastermind group of trainers I write for were these word of the weeks. And I'd have a word each week. Let's say the word was called courage. And I'd write a short story, typically about 500 words, very short, just a page or two. And I'd always have an action step. And the action step would encourage that person this week to live with more courage. And I'd give examples of how you could live with more courage in your life, at home and at work with your kids. And it started getting traction, and people wanted more and more of it. In 2014, I was in Europe. I was on a family trip. It was one of those dream trips, a bucket list trip. And I was driving from Lake Garda, Italy, to Venice, Italy. My kids were sleeping in the back. And my wife, Melanie, she turns to me and says, when are you going to write book number two? I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, you know, the Impact Body Plan came out 2010. It's time for you to write another book. Why don't you write the WOW book? And why don't you take your best work you've ever done and turn it into a book where you actually come up with 52 words that are going to change someone's life. And then you write these action steps after you share all your stories that you have from all the athletes and from your family and what you do in your world experiences, and try to inspire people. You know, and she said, Mark Victor Hansen at Chicken Soup for the Soul, it's time for an update. It's time for someone like yourself to inspire the world. And literally, Kelly, I started crying. I started getting emotional, thinking, you know what? She's dead smack. why am I not sharing this with the world? And that's what the WOW book is. I spent the better half of the last several years writing the WOW book, and it's 52 short stories, action steps at the end of each story, short 500 to 800 word chapters that could be really ingested over 52 days or 52 weeks. You can come back next year and read chapter 13, and each of them have its own separate aspect. And it's for everybody. I mean, my kids love this book as much as grandma, grandpa, or I share this with my mastermind group. I just got literally the first book, the hard copy of the book today, and I sent them the digital copy like yourself. And I've got people crying in the first five chapters because of the emotion that it tugs on basically challenging people to be the best version of themselves and to live a life of wow. And we all have a finite time on earth. Why not make the most of it? And that's what this book is designed to do, is to create wow in your life.
I can tell that this is going to be one of those books. I'm sure that you're like me when you find a book, whether it's fiction or whether it's business or whether it's whatever you want to call it, self-help, spiritual guidance, whatever, that you find the one that it speaks to you, and you just read it again and again and again. And every morning, that's part of my routine. You know, I get up, I have I'm obsessed with Bulletproof Coffee, I do my yoga, and then when I'm finished with my yoga, I do yoga every morning, it grounds me. It changes me, and the workouts come later in the day. But part of what I do is I do a little reading and I rotate my books. I have about three or four books. Yep. One of them is from Kristen Armstrong, Lance Armstrong's former wife. Mm. And that's one of those books that it's so good. I've been reading it and rereading it for 5 years. I can tell that your book is going to be that book that I'm going to be reading and rereading just because of who you are, because of what you speak to and what you just gave me a preview of. I just know it. It's going to be the holiday book I'm buying for everybody.
Sweet.
Seriously. So I'm super excited. Just to wrap up, I mean, everybody, we gave you the information in the intro on everything about Todd, where you can find him. You know, we're going to have a giveaway of this amazing book on fitfluentialradio.com. You'll also get a transcript of the show. So head on over there. But I can't recommend anyone enough. And that's before I've even had a chance to read the whole book. Because you've heard this interview, how can you not want to buy that book? And you might as well just buy like 12 copies while you're at it. Because I'm seriously, like, I can't imagine anybody going, oh, this book was nothing. No, everyone's going to love this book. I'm so, so happy for you, Todd. I can't say, obviously, enough good things about you. It's been amazing knowing you. That's probably one of the best things about Fitfluential is getting to meet people that like you that I look up to. And if I were to say that there's somebody I would put in the dictionary when somebody looks up what Fitfluential is, I think I would probably throw a picture of you up there. Because I mean, seriously, like, what defines what Fitfluential is? You know, being a great example, being influential on other people's lives. Everything we talked about today, that's you. And so I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being on the show. You're an amazing individual. You're an amazing man. You're an amazing trainer. You're an amazing coach. You're an amazing author. I just can't say enough good things about you. And I'm so honored that you came on the show, and I will stalk you and make you come back on many, many, many times.
You let me know when. I'll be there.
So we are going to wrap up. Everybody, join me in thanking Todd for joining us on Fitfluential Radio today. Make sure you head on over to fitfluentialradio.com and make sure you buy the book and let us know how much you loved it and how many copies have you bought for everybody else. Todd, thanks again for tuning in and chatting with us today. We will see you soon.
Kelly, thanks so much. It's been great being here. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Fitfluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast. We want this to be your podcast, so please head over to iTunes, write a review, and give us your feedback. Give us your ideas and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit fitfluentialradio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of Fitfluential Radio. Peace! Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of host Kelly Alexa and the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and content and opinions expressed in the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.